your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, I presume lots of people have been walking past the old coffee club site down there on the Esplanade saying, wonder what's happened to the coffee club. It's been empty for quite some time, but there's an update here today in the Cairns Post. A prime 88 square metre site near the entrance to the Cairns Lagoon has been snapped up by Easy Mart founder Magablé. I'm not sure about the pronunciation here, but we'll find out in a moment. Perhaps the first opportunity to purchase along Cairns Esplanade in more than a decade. The property at 127175 Esplanade had been operated as the coffee club since 1997 when the building was first built. Now, it goes on to say the asset was marketed and sold by Ray White Commercial, Burley Group sales consultants Ryan Langham and Nathan Huxham. But Mr. Langham said, out of respect for their clients and the purchasers, which is he wasn't able to disclose the sale price. Mr. Huxham said assets in high-profile locations attracted a lot of interest. Now, I'm hoping this gentleman, actually, who's got his finger on the pulse of just about everything that moves in our CBD, I'm hoping he's going to give us a bit of an insight into, well, why it was vacant for so long for a start, I suppose, and what it means about the value of properties in our CBD, especially given the discussion I had with the boss of the night markets a while ago. I've got Managing Director CBRE in Cairns, Danny Betros, on the line. G'day, Dan.
G'day, John.
To me, it seemed like it was empty for a long time. Perhaps that wasn't an extended period in your view. What was going on there at the coffee club and why was it vacated? Do you know?
Yeah, well, the person who owned it, they're from Northern Territory, and essentially they put a rental on there that essentially meant that the coffee club wasn't going to make any money. So the lease came up for renewal. The rent was way too high. Tenant said, you know what? There's better things around and vacated, and the classic case of, the landlord's views and the tenant's views were two completely different things. So they just decided to, move out. It's a location for a coffee club where you really got to operate breakfast, lunch and dinner, and that came with a whole set of challenges for the operators with respect to staffing and every other issue that goes with running something as long. Mm. The rents there are very, very high. And, after a while, if you're in business, sometimes you just realise that you're working your bum off and not getting that far. And sometimes it's just easier to move in different directions, which is what I believe they've done. So it's that vacant. It's been vacant for a while. The owner decided to sell. He sold it. These people, there's been a number of people look at it, mostly burger chains and a few others, and I really don't know what this guy's going to do, but, he runs a variety of different businesses, and time will tell, keeping their cards pretty close at the moment.
Coffee club pursuing a different direction. Where exactly?
Oh, there exist the coffee club people that were in there, they already own other coffee clubs around town, so they're probably just focusing on their, existing businesses, John. You know, if you've got three or four franchises and one of them's not working and you're not making any money, well, if the lease is up, you don't need to renew it. You can just cut it, move, and, look for other opportunities. And I think that's what's occurred here.
There was a rumour that Coffee Club would move into next to Splash on the Esplanade. Have you heard that rumour?
Yeah, I have. And it's not totally untrue, but once again, there's a long way to go. And George from Villa owns that and owns those two there, and we're working on a couple of different concepts to go in there at the moment, which hopefully will come to fruition in the next month or so.
Oh, you might let us know.
Yeah, well, it's a long way between an inquiry and a deal, and and you've got George in the middle too, so there's always a challenge, but the good news is there's inquiry and there's people wanting to come in and open up and some new ventures. We're looking for new concepts, something that's not already there, and a lot of these franchises, food franchises, look, they're okay, but they're not going to set the world on fire. I find the better operators are your locals or experienced restaurateurs locally. But, look, it does cost a lot to get set up. You don't get much change out of about $700,000-$800,000 when you're setting up a restaurant from scratch now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You want to have your business plan in place and some money behind you.
Now, don't go away. There's an article in the Cairns Post today by Dylan Nicholson, Living the High Life. We reveal who owns what in the Cairns CBD. But you're quoted here it is, saying, looking to the future, Mr. Betros said the CBD of Cairns should look at reinvention after COVID. What was the point you were making?
Well, you know, the days of your typical retailers are probably gone. A lot of them are either just closed up, there's no money anymore, the web has killed the business, or some of them have moved to shopping centres for higher foot traffic. So you look to other uses. We've been converting certain retail areas into more office space, consultancy space. There's been a lot of inquiry for new boutique-y little bars, you know, for nighttime trade. A whole variety of different types of businesses. The strictly tourism type business hasn't really, you know, come back to life yet. You know, people selling stuff for tourists to buy either as souvenirs or just mementos or just shopping while they're here. You'll find the cruise boats come into town. They go for a walk on the Esplanade, but either they go out on day trips or they go over to Cairns Central or in a lot of cases over to the DFO. So, you know, we need to make the CBD, there just needs to be more there, and it's a very slow recovery, but there are signs of life. If we can get the CBD cleaned up, it'll be even better. I'm very, very critical of the council at the moment. I think, unfortunately, our council's asleep at the wheel. Bob Manning's checked out. The rest of the councillors haven't got a collective idea amongst them. And, you know, the argument over the public art's probably a good example. I mean, this was put up as part of the CBD revitalisation probably 5-6 years ago. You do need public art. You need things that tourists and visitors can take photos around and spread, and it creates fun, it creates atmosphere, and creates a really good vibe. One of the debates at the moment is, you know, what's been proposed, $140,000, which I'm sort of scratching my head, my bum, and every other part, saying, well, where's that coming from, you know? But there are, if you go around to a lot of cities, popular tourist areas, you'll see public art everywhere, and it was definitely proposed for the CBD when they started doing, redoing the CBD, but you know, we've sort of did a three-quarter ass job on the CBD. You know, we've improved it dramatically, but you know, the next step is attractions and fun, you know, things that people can go and have a look at, and you know, and I think that's the unfortunate part of Bob Manning's legacy, is that he's become a bit of a fuddy-duddy, and there's no, you know, I know we don't want to spend that, we don't want to do that, we don't want to, you know, they took the markets off the Esplanade for some mysterious reason. Public art doesn't seem to attract, you know, that gets knocked back. You know, anything that's got a bit of life or vibrancy, such as festivals, they can't go to Munro Martin Park because the council doesn't want them. I don't know why we built that, but they shove everyone in Fogarty Park and then people complain about the noise. So, you know, we're like a ship without a rudder at the moment, and we've got councillors in there that have got no idea, absolutely no idea. And it's a shame because the CBD can be made to look better. But my biggest criticism is still, as civic leaders, what the hell are they thinking by letting the CBD get to the state it is with the drunken behaviour and the itinerants at the moment? And I know they say it's a police issue and it's a state government issue and go and blame Michael Healy and all that, but, you know, the fish rots from the head, and the head of this town is the mayor, Bob Manning, and his team of I don't know who. And, you know, really, if I was the mayor of this town, I'd be screaming. I'd be jumping up and down. I'd be doing everything I can and not just washing my hands of it and saying, oh, it's a police problem, it's a state government problem. And, you know, if you're the head of a business and this is what's going on, you just don't sit back and say, oh, someone else will fix it. I mean, it's just incredibly frustrating, and to see what goes on day to day, and of course all the rots with the perpetrators, not with the suffering residents. So, you know, John, it's very disappointing that our civic leadership at the moment is sadly lacking. And our four Labor politicians that are in here, they got no answer, and they just shrug their shoulders. And I mean, I've had meetings with Michael Healy. He's, you know, his heart's in the right place, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a complex problem, and you've got to get itinerants out of the CBD. You've got to get them somewhere, but it's just no good the way it is. And you know, where is the council on this issue? They've been dead quiet, you know, dead quiet. So it is frustrating, but look, the CBD will come back. It'll just come back in a little bit different shapes and forms, and you know, the future's not all gloomy, but boy, we could certainly do with a bit of activity from our council.
Well, why are you so sure it's going to come back? Indeed, if you've got this appalling behaviour in our CBD, maybe it will never come back with the energy it once had.
it won't come back as traditional retail. You're not going to go to your, you know, there won't be a lot of traditional type retailers, dress shops and that sort of stuff. They are in certain areas. If you go along Grafton Street, opposite Gilligan's there, it's very vibrant along there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has congested down there, and it has also, there's a couple of arcades that are doing quite well, you know, with their fashion, etc.
Yeah.
It's just some of the, Shield Street used to be the street. You know, people wanted to be on the street at Shield Street, and that was a tourist street and a very good pedestrian thoroughfare from the Esplanade down to Cairns Central. I think that part will come back, but it will come back in the form of probably a little bit more food and beverage and entertainment style businesses.
Yes.
Not so much here. Not so much a traditional retail, bricks and mortar retail.
Mm. Excellent.
Long haul, John. Long
Excellent
haul.
Update as always. Danny, appreciate this. Thank you.
No worries at all.
That's Danny Betros, Managing Director, CBRE in Cairns.